Music never seems to stop. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. I have two very special men, gentlemen. It's like the trio bro, the bro trio. Oh, yes. It's Chris Green from Green Wave Radio, but those of you who actually listen into the stream of AmericanFreedomRadio.com for not just exclusively my show, but for the shows before it, after it, and way before it and way after it, because they're all really good. You can listen to American Freedom Radio all day and all night, and you'll virtually never see hear the same thing twice, and you'll never hear something that is really crappy and unprofessional and lame, frankly. Because everybody's quite fabulous on this network. And there's plenty of other good people out there on other networks too, because we also have Charlie McGrath, who arguably has the best chat room on the internet. Charlie, welcome to the program. Chris, welcome to the program. Charlie first, say hello.
Hello, Vinny. Thanks for having me.
And now Chris.
Vinny, thanks for having me, my friend. It was fun having you on my show here earlier, a few minutes ago, so...
We did nearly 2 hours there, man. So now we're going to do like another hour at the very least, because Occupy Auckland is being evicted at 2:30 this afternoon. If I stay on my show until it finishes, I'll be finishing at about 2, and town's a bit too far away. So I think I'll actually be finishing off the show an hour early, and hopefully somebody else can fill in for me or what have you, you know, guest host for an hour. I don't know, Charlie or Chris, you might feel up to it if you feel like it. Other than that, we might even have Karen Quinn Tostado popping by in the second hour. So, yep, it's going to be a good day. I can just feel it.
Charlie. Cool. So.
What's up with the news today, Charlie?
Well, the news today is I just heard that Bonner agreed to, here in the U.S., agreed to have a two-month extension on the payroll tax cut, leave it in place for two more months. Now, the Republicans are saying they want this thing to be another year long. The Democrats saying they want it to expire. I think everything is just being done now to get us through, to try to keep peace through Christmas and into the new year. I have absolutely no doubt whatsoever that next year we're going to find out what austerity is all about here in the United States. I think a lot of these things that are have been used to pull the wool over the eyes of the people of this country as far as the condition of the economy, such as payroll tax cuts, such as extending unemployment benefits. A lot of these things are going to start to roll back in 2012. We're going to, you know, we talked a lot about austerity in 2011. We saw a lot of it around the world. But I think here in the U.S., it's really going to hit home early into next year.
Everybody's talking about 2012. Chris, I'd like you to reiterate just kind of like some of the thing that you were saying about 2012 on your radio show previously.
Well, we were just talking about the fact, I mean, 2012 is just this big year in the minds of people around the world. I mean, whether or not we're, you know, thinking of Mayan prophecy, which I'm not an expert on, or we're just talking about the big macro picture and we're looking at the economics of the situation, just like Charlie said, I mean, Merry Christmas, welcome to austerity, America, welcome to poverty, ain't that cool? You know, welcome to more riots here in the United States and around the world. Welcome to reality. It's all going to simmer and set in. And it's not going to be. It's not going to be fun.
No, you're right. You're right, Chris. And I, you know, one thing that I did notice today is the optimism on the first time unemployment numbers came out, and the headlines first thing this morning were first time unemployment claims dropped to 2008 levels. So I think they're, you know, the message that I'm reading from our mainstream media here is, hey, the economy is recovering. If you want a job, they're out there. If you don't have a job, it's because you're a lazy scumbag. And 2012 will bring the year of turning the light switch on to the red team. And the notion that the people are affected by an economy that has been destroyed by the too big to fail, that was okay to have that point of view for the last couple of years. But now it's going to turn 180. And, you know, everybody who doesn't have a job or who has been foreclosed on or has been affected by an economy destroyed by the too big to fail, they're going to get told to suck it up. And we're going to see a lot of this next year, you know, and especially going into the election cycle, pitting the red team against the blue team, fighting amongst ourselves, trying to draw a wedge even further in this country between this perceived left and right, while the real culprits, the real people that need to be held responsible, are going to dance around on television and pretend that everything's okay because the stock market's at 12,000 and first-time unemployment claims are at 380,000. You know, the fact is, yeah, our first-time unemployment claims were down. We're in the middle of the holiday season. A lot of part-time hires are going on. Even the jobs being found are lower-level service sector jobs. And we're at the end of 3 years of 400-plus first-time unemployment claims per week, and their true effective unemployment rate north of 21%. So this hope, this wishy, feel-good holiday news is about to pop, just like the housing bubble did in 2007.
Yeah, who really cares? I mean, it's all a fabricated mess. If we look at the facts, we've had 15 million U.S. jobs disappear from the face of the planet here in the United States, since this greatest of Great Depression started in 2007, we've got 44 million Americans on food stamps. That's roughly 14% of the U.S. population. We got 1 in 4 U.S. mortgages underwater and growing. Over 6 million homes in the shadow inventory, about to decimate the market even more. So, you know, those are the hardcore facts. Who cares about the fabricated numbers, you know, that we see with the Dow Jones Industrial Average? It doesn't matter. It's a reason why they've manipulated that figure over the past 3 years, is to, you know, convince the sheeple while Rome burns that everything's okay.
You have to keep people really distracted. And I'm not talking about just one distraction, like, oh, we'll throw a rugby game at them or something like that. I'm talking about full spectrum distractions, as in inescapable. That's what's going on, man. I love to see it everywhere you go. Everybody's distracted. You know, I'm surprised there aren't more car accidents. People putting lipstick on in the car, in the vanity mirror, getting their cell phone texts and whatnot, cruising around all over the place, having absolutely nothing to eat but something that has starch or sodium in it or something out of a Coke bottle. Makes them even thirstier and makes them dehydrated so they can't think, let alone mount a revolution against their oppressor who's selling them the freaking Coke bottle.
Yeah, well, the challenges we have, Vinny, are so grotesque in 2012. I mean, I can barely regurgitate everything we're facing. We got the NDAA that's already passed, the detainment bill for U.S. citizens. We've got SOPA, The Stop Online Piracy Act we talked about on my show earlier, which is going to come to fruition at some point early next year. They're talking March now. You know, I've been questioning, okay, why are they delaying this? I'm surprised they just didn't pass it now. So they must be forcing in more draconian legislation to clamp down and, you know, implement the Internet Tyranny Bill. There's, you know, the IP bill that they're already they're passing with that as well. We've got growing civil unrest around the globe. We've got riots coming to America if they're not already here. We have riots full blown in the rest of the world right now. We have escalating, you know, conflict overseas, whether or not we're looking at the geopolitics of, you know, what's happening in the Middle East or Northern Africa. There's not a lot of good news out there. You know, what this is just the holiday cheer right before the massive hangover, which 2012 will prove to be.
Yeah, I agree with you, Chris. It is this, you know, and the last few days have certainly felt like that. You know, it just that nobody's really into wanting to own up to reality. They just want to kind of coast through and get into 2012. And, you know, I think it's going to start off with a bang. I really do. I think the European problem is going to come to full center stage again very soon into 2012. And the realization that there is no, you know, anything that's being talked about right now is not a fix. It doesn't matter in you know, everything you just listed there. It doesn't matter what the spectrum or category or corner of the globe you look at. There's potential catastrophe everywhere. And, you know, you're right. 2012 is this big year that with all these different prognosticators of the past saying that it's all coming to a head. And, you know, something's up. There's certainly something up. And coming our way in the next year, and I don't think it's going to be pleasant.
Oh, it'll be the end of the life as we know it, either real or imagined or faked. You know, this is the reality that we have to put up with, that will be manipulated for the rest of our lives by these filthy scumbags, or we can decide that the truth is more valuable than whatever BS they're selling us and whatever lifestyle they got planned for us. Okay. I think that's basically what we really need to understand as a humanity, is that we're very powerful individuals, and even in small groups, even more so, people who are thinking, people who are working day in, day out. It's very difficult to take out an enemy like that because, hey, they're smarter than you. And that's what these bureaucrats don't get. They're dealing with people who can outwit them, who know what their games are. Okay, this is unlike any other point through history, is it? We've got a lot of good people on the inside. You can survive fools, but you can't survive enemies from within, as the old Roman saying goes.
Well, it's outright manipulation, Vinny. I mean, who cares about the you know, the headline, which is the headline across the mainstream media, you know, the prostitutes, is House GOP agrees to extend the payroll tax cut for 2 months. I mean, who cares? Who cares if that puts $40 a month or whatever it is back into Americans' pockets? I'm not saying that the $40 doesn't matter, but the real story should be trillions more in bailouts coming our way.
Our politicians just got like a 7% pay rise. And meanwhile, will they cut benefits for everybody else? You know, and one of our guys, Hone Harawira, he donated his pay rise to the food charities in his area to give to hungry kids.
Well, I don't expect we're going to see our politicians stepping up to give their multi-hundred-thousand-dollar a year salaries over. They're going to do everything they can to keep their butts in that position of power by continuing to pass legislation that, you know, that represents real hope for their financial elite who has put them into the position they're in. I think Christopher's right. You know, this $40 a paycheck news that came out today, it's absolutely meaningless. Two month extension. You know, so for the next 60 days, I guess we're supposed to bow down and grovel at a Congress that is absolutely sold the people of this country and the people of the world, for that matter, down the river. And you can be rest assured one thing, anything that's talked about as far as cuts and helping the people, next year the tune is going to change. The tune is going to be, we have to step up and pay for these bailouts that have occurred over the last 3 years. And
I think the tune, I think the tune will sound like the world's smallest violin.
Well, perhaps. It's good. I think that we will see, you know, we've seen civil unrest in this country in 2011. It's here. OWS is not going away. 2012 is going to be the year of the violent pushback. I don't want to see it. I know Christopher said the same thing. He doesn't want to see it, but it's inevitable. You know, there is no representation. There is no redress agreements, and the corruption never stops. It's just never going to stop until the backs of this the people of this country is just broke. And that's where we're at. That's where we're at right now in this country. You know, you have the haves, the ever becoming more wealthy haves, and the have-nots who are sitting there being told to just suck it up and take it.
I think it's more like the grabs and the grab-nots, because the haves are just the one that grab everything from everyone else and
steal
from them. Okay, we're not talking about people who work hard and actually build a living of those. Those people wind up becoming worth maybe $100 million or something like that. Very rarely will somebody who actually works for a living become a billionaire, because those kind of people, especially if they're incredibly innovative and they wind up threatening the big competition and finding new and cheap and better ways to do things, they'll find a lot of opposition, and they'll find that they'll soon be run out of business by hook or by crook.
Yeah, well, because, because the fraud runs so rampant, and so does the corruption, and it's so evident to just the average Joe, John, and Jane on the street now, just like Charlie was saying, and we've all been talking about this for the past couple of years, it's not that we're promoting it, but expect violence. I mean, expect bloodshed in 2012. I mean, the people of the world are coming after these bankers and politicians' heads now. So get used to it being part of the program. This is what you get when you let fraud and corruption run free.
And don't be like the fraudsters and banksters. Don't lose your head. Keep sane and keep sensible and listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. Is American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
I got some so-called friends. They'll smile right to my face. All when my back is turned. They like to bury me without a trace. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no. There's only one thing I need to know. Who's that? Are you on?
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. The show that's all about exposing scumbaggery and then laughing at it. Broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, in the sunny, slave, South Pacific island-chained nation, suffering from tyranny like it was leprosy. It's New Zealand. I love it. And my very special guests, and I call everybody my very special guest because everybody is very special, is Chris Green and Charlie McGrath from WideAwakeNews.com and Green Wave. .com. It's green with another E on the end of the N. You know, like Green Air Wave.
The special E. GreenEWave.com.
Yeah. The other E is sort of silent, you know. But Chris isn't. Chris is very vocal.
Hard hitting and in your face.
America. Think about this. How can you talk to America? And that's what everybody does. All these newscasters, all of this. Well, this is what's going on, America. How can you talk to America? Because it's such a diverse place. You've got all these bazillions of quadrillions of different things that people are doing, looking after and feeling about. All these different states, laws, whatever. How can you broadcast to the whole country and actually have it mean something to everybody? Unless, of course, you're just hatching a big lie. Because that way everybody believes it.
Well, Vinny, as we talked about before in the previous hour, America is the greatest country in the world. And it is what it is, my friend.
Yeah. Well, see, New Zealand's a small place, only 4 million people, but I've traveled the length and breadth of it, and there's such diversity. There's different cultures and different towns and different cities, you know. There's so much diversity to the landscape, and it's like a microcosm of the entire world in one country. And I feel that that's not entirely dissimilar from how the United States is. There's really a little bit of everything in there, which is probably the reason why a lot of Americans don't have passports or be able to locate America on an unmarked world map.
Yeah, well, I think America is definitely fragmented. Go ahead there, Charlie. What were you saying?
Well, I agree. We're fragmented. But, you know, one thing we all share in common is, and we better figure out as a nation quickly, regardless if we're, you know, in the mountainous Northwest where I'm at, or in the desert Southwest where Christopher is, or New York where, you know, fellow co-host Warren Pollock is, or if we're in the South where, you know, where the Gulf War, or the Gulf War, the Gulf oil disaster occurred. We all better figure out together that it's this, we are the 99.9% and the 1% are affecting us all. The less than 1% are affecting us all. So if there's common ground to broadcast to, if there's common message to send out there, you know, broadcasting to America, it is that, you know, we are all sitting here under the thumb of these financial oligarchs, and we better wake up to it and realize what brought us here, because, like it or not, like we talked about before the break, 2012 is coming. It's going to be a rough and tumble year. And Christopher I and Vinny, I think the message going forward next year is really going to have to be educating people on who brought us to the where we're at this point in time. You know, because there's going to be all kinds of frustration, all kinds of anger, and people are going to be following, you know, the Glenn Beck of the world, blaming the Democrats or blaming the Republicans. And if we don't figure it out, that's exactly what we'll end up doing, is fighting amongst each other while these criminals are sailing off to Dubai.
Well, they're a very specific class of criminal, and you mentioned the word oligarchy. Well, I'm thinking of another word called evilarchy. It's a mixture of evil, oligarchy, and malarkey.
Evil. I like it.
Now, what's amazing is how these people, all these criminals, are flaunting their wealth during the greatest of great depressions. I mean, you guys probably all tuned in and read this yesterday, but the Obamas, literally their most expensive, the most expensive presidential vacation ever, totaling around $4 million, their trip out to Hawaii, their private 9-hour each-way flight from Washington stands to come to a cost of $3.2 million, not including lodging, which is estimated to cost $75,000 a month. So what's amazing is that their egos are so big, this self-entitlement is so huge, that they'll just go out and flaunt this, you know what, during this time, too. They don't even have tact. They don't even have tact. Like, I realize there's millions of Americans and people around the world in poverty right now. You know, 44 million plus people on food stamps. We don't care. You know, we're just going to run around in our Rolls Royces. And it's amazing. Honestly, we're due. And of course, we never promote violence or anything. But it's amazing. One of these guys, politicians, somebody hasn't gotten popped yet. I mean, it really is. It blows my mind that they can go around and just flaunt their wealth like this at a time like this.
There's two reasons, you know, that I want to give you for that. Number one, the only people who would assassinate people are bad people, and only good people would want to assassinate those bad people who would do such a thing as this. Now, there's also a reason why you should vote for activists instead of politicians, because those people are used to living on the whiff of a smell of an oily rag and actually really shy away from self-promotion. Not the kind of people that you expect to wind up becoming president. Ergo, that's basically what we need. Somebody who's used to basically doing the freaking job all day, every day, just for the good of the country, because it's what their impetus has done for them. And they use that to better the country, rather than somebody who is groomed like a parakeet into an office where they're merely the parrot on the tip of a giant pirate going, "Ah! Quantitative easing." Ah.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's what we have. That's what we have had. You know, I guess there is a bright spot. You know, it looks like Ron Paul is going to take Iowa. It looks like he's ahead in the polls right now. But even with that, you know, and even though he's been in D.C. forever, at least he isn't the parrot on the shoulder of the pirate calling for more quantitative easing. He's actually calling for the end of the Federal Reserve, the end of this money system that is not sound money. He wants to get back to constitutional sound money. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, I'm not too hopeful. I'm very surprised that he's doing as well as he is doing. And I think it's because people are sick of hearing the same rhetoric over and over again and finding out the results are the exact same. The Wall Street elite keep getting richer and richer, and we keep getting the bill for it. So I think people are waking up to that, and that's why he is doing well. But when the governor of Iowa comes out, you probably saw this, Christopher, yesterday, the day before, saying, you know, if Ron Paul wins, ignore it, because he's more worried about the reputation of Iowa electing Ron Paul than he is about the will of the people of his state.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're going to play it off, you know, and they're starting to play it off, too, that, hey, Ron Paul's a nut, this guy's a racist, et cetera. Right. I mean, the establishment is just very afraid of this guy. They're afraid of him.
The fact of the matter is he's waking people up, you know, like, and there's the difference, you know, you can wake people up from different angles to whatever the heck is going on. Like, for example, Ron Paul's waking people up by doing it in Iowa, and David Icke is waking people up after doing ayahuasca, you know?
Yeah, well, that's why you see this press for the SOPA. That's why you see press for the NDAA, because it is a threat. I mean, these things, alternative media and programs like yours and mine and Christopher's, there, I think, you know, even though who knows how many people we reach, but it's a number together, it's too big for them to not reckon with. And I think we're going to see not only the civil unrest start to mature in 2012. You might see less of the people in alternative media in 2012 because the pressure being put on them by the government.
Yeah, well,
it's going to be pressure put on everybody at all times. It's the time of the big squeeze.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, and I would expect a lot of consolidation in alternative media for that very reason. It's going to become more difficult to voice your opinion. And these bills that are getting passed, I mean, yeah, they're disguised as piracy bills, but they're just full-blown internet censorship bills. Sure. If you're deemed a threat, there's no reason they can't just shut down your website. You can be anywhere in the world, Charlie. You can be set up anywhere. They'll shut you down if they deem it so.
You just said it. Deem it. They just have to deem it. They don't have to prove that you did anything. I mean, you know, Christopher, can you imagine what if they make it to the point, which I think they're going to eventually, where you can't even, you know, link an article on your site because you're violating somebody's alleged, you know, you're violating a piracy act. You know, that in and of itself, if you start linking material, could get your website shut down. If you say anything that could be deemed as you're borrowing someone's intellectual material, well, you know, we do that every time we get on the radio program and we talk about an article or what somebody said, or if the, you know, we interpret the meaning of an article or a piece of legislation. I mean, this is just people, you know, exercising their First Amendment right to free speech, and this is coming directly under attack to the nth degree in the case of the National Defense Authorization Act. But if you get out there talking about potential violence in 2012, well, what's to stop them from making you into a terrorist and, you know, throwing a black bag over your head, and that's the end of your free speech and the end of the Christopher Green program?
Yeah, well, it's a total internet blackout. It's like we've talked about many times before. We've used Anwar Lockie as that example. I'm not saying this guy was a good guy per se, or that I'd be friends
with
him, or I endorse anything the guy has to say. But who cares? I mean, that's the point.
Who cares?
He was never convicted of a crime. The only thing that he was really just a very successful propagandist.
U.S.
government didn't like him, so they point a missile his direction and they drone strike his ass. So, I mean, what's the difference? I mean, honestly, they could use the same argument and drop a bomb here in, you know, suburbia because they don't like blogger on the internet. It has a controversial opinion. So it's a violation of our civil liberties. It's a violation of our constitutional rights. And it's exactly why, though, you need to protect even the people you don't like, even the ideas that you hate and you find controversial. You need to protect those ideas and those people. Otherwise, they're coming after everybody. In fact, you should thank the people you don't like. You should thank the people that are controversial, that have a voice, because they are the people putting the system to the test on a daily basis. Without it, all you get is tyranny. All you're going to get is a total internet shutdown, blackout, mainstream media, you know, dominated.
Whitewash propaganda. That's all you end up with.
Yeah, that's what we've got. We've got the two choices. What do you want? Do you want a blackout or a whitewash?
That's right. That's right. I don't care what this American citizen living in Syria was putting on the internet. I don't care if he was, trying to resurrect the memory of Adolf Hitler. I don't care. I don't have to agree with him. I might despise what he has to say. But you're 100% right, Christopher. He has every right to say it. You know, he's not running into a theater yelling fire. He's giving his point of view, and it is not popular by any stretch of the imagination, probably with 99.9% of the people of this country. But he's an American citizen. He has the right to speak his mind. And because of this, a $70,000 Hellfire missile took out him and his 14-year-old son.
Yeah, and we need to protect those types of ideas, and we need to protect those people that are controversial. Again, if you do not protect those people, then you're opening the door to tyranny and for the average guy, for the average John and Jane. That's where it starts. And, they've consolidated the mainstream media for years. They've controlled just, a handful of networks. It's the same thing that they intend to do with the internet today. It's exactly why you're seeing the consolidation in the early nascent stages as we speak, with the black boxes, with the internet TV, with the Rokus, with the Apple TVs. Now, it's been very liberating. You know, we've had this, onslaught of new media. It's been extremely fragmented. It's an amazing thing, this, boom in technology. But you got to believe, though, they want to control this system just like they control the mainstream television today. So they're going to clamp down on it, guaranteed.
I think it's the absolute single most dangerous thing to the power elite is alternative media, is new technology. I think it's something they can't readily control, and so they'll attack it in multiple different ways, through legislation, through smear tactics, through painting bloggers and people who speak out as being nothing but nut jobs. And every time something occurs, they'll hang and wrap it around the neck of some patriot group or somebody who was speaking out on the internet, making it to the point where the average person who sits there and is immersed in pop culture, mainstream media, he thinks that anybody who gets on the internet and does a radio program or writes a blog or writes an article, that he's some kind of a nut job.
Yeah. Well, they try to paint that picture already. I mean, take a look at the pioneers in our industry. People like Alex Jones have been at this for decades. You could argue, pretty much invented this type of new media. They've already tried to paint these people in that light, whether or not it be the Jared Loughner event that happened here in Tucson. They put the blame on these individuals that, hey, these are the people. This is the reason some nut job over in Tucson decided to kill a bunch of people. I mean, it's how they spin the story. It's all about the spin. It's the same thing with what they did with, the OWS movement. It's tough to control the information that's put out there because everyone's got a video camera. So what they rely on now is how they spin it to the public, and how they spun OWS was a bunch of dirty, smelly hippies.
Yeah, it's a wheel of fortune, and they just want to spin it for you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Christopher Green, Charlie McGrath, and Vinny Eastwood.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
Gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Vinnie with a Y because it's the most important question, most arrogant 2 hours in talk radio. And my very special guest is Christopher Green from GreenWave.com. It's Green with an E on the other end of the N, just in case you needed that correction. Chris.
Vinny, thanks for having me on, my friend. This is definitely the most arrogant show on the internet. I'm just joking there, my friend.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, most of my guests are all modest activists and researchers and stuff like that. And I just can't have a bar of it. That's why I promote the heck out of them and that kind of thing. And it incidentally comes across sometimes as self-promotion, which I don't necessarily have a problem with shameless self-promotion because I don't think there's anything shameful about it.
I don't think so either. In shameless promotion, how have those T-shirt sales been going? The scumbaggery T-shirts, I think, are pretty cool that you got up on your website.
Well, it's only sold like a couple of them. So, you know, maybe there's not too many people out there who love scumbaggery enough to actually purchase a T-shirt of it. But it's still a good idea, you know. Imagine you come up with a million ideas of interesting things and regalia that you could come up with, products, etc. Merchandising. That was what George Lucas taught me, mate.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's tough. It's tough fighting the New World Order, isn't it? I mean, it's not easy. I mean,
but it's not tough to fight the New World Order with your I Love Scumbaggery t-shirt available from the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Well, I agree with that, Vinny. Yeah, you've got a it's one way that you can wear your scumbaggery t-shirt in public, run into other scumbaggery wearing t-shirt wearers, and know that you've got the common footing. You don't even have to say anything. You just kind of wink. You know what I mean? Like, we're fighting the New World Order together on a daily basis.
Absolutely. It'll be the scumbaggery wink. A very special secret kind of clandestine wink that connotes that you are aware of scumbaggery and that you hatch plots and schemes occasionally to thwart it. For example, speaking of the brilliant use of T-shirts, TV3 News and TV1 News have been down at Occupy Auckland for a couple of days this last week because there's been a big row in the courts about it, and they're about to evict them, as I said. Now, there's this one guy down there who I've met before. I can't remember his name, but he whenever the cameras are doing the live broadcast, he has a T-shirt that says bias on it, and he's standing there behind the reporter. And then they move the camera out of the way, and he moves with it. Talk about usage of a T-shirt and thwarting the mainstream media. Oh, yes. This is the spirit that people really need to get into. That's the spirit of Christmas right there. I'm happily going to throw my toys into your sack.
Well, that's the spirit of Christmas, Benny. I mean, the spirit of Christmas is get together with all the people that you barely know from your extended family. And then, of course, use those credit cards. So whip them out and get yourself in massive debt. More than likely, if you're the average American, you're already in debt. So just take on more debt. Remember, that's how the system works. The more debt, the more wealth. It doesn't really seem to make sense, but that's what they pitch to us, is the more that we spend and we put on this plastic that has been created out of thin air, the better the economy just goes ho-humming around. It's like those commercials. Buy your wife the new Lexus, the new ES edition for the holiday season. You slap a big bow on it and enslave yourself for the next 30 years with the car payment.
Yeah, well, I think that getting into debt that monstrously should not be an easy thing. I think it should be like a really, really hard and difficult thing to get into a lot of debt because, frankly, then you're going to wind up having debt slaves in perpetual servitude until virtually the end of time, and that's not good for a free human race. I think that's pretty straightforward and clear. We have a new call-in number, ladies and gentlemen. We want to spread some Christmas cheer with you, me and Chris, on the program. 218-339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. And we have Kevin on the line here. Kevin, welcome to the Vinnie Eastwood Show.
Hey, Vinnie, Charlie, Chris. It's darn. That's a tough combination to beat, you guys. All three of you guys together in one place. I mean, are we in heaven or what?
Well, it's like Chinese food, I think.
Yeah, something like that. We got at least three big boxes of it. Hey, listen, I was calling in because I was letting you guys know we got some added support for this idea that I'd mentioned before about government clowns, where people just sort of go up to these rallies or wherever they see politicians speaking, just sort of go up dressed as clowns. You maybe put on a raincoat or something like that to hide the fact that you're dressed as a clown, but then when they get up to speak, everyone just sort of stands up and opens up their raincoat, flasher style.
That's a good idea, but I was thinking, aren't these politicians and bankers already dressed as clowns?
Well, yeah, I know, but I mean, you think of the visual impact. Another thought would be, how Ed McMahon, he used to, back when he was doing the Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes, he used to show up at people's doors with like this 4.5 foot high letter or, with a check inside saying, you've won $1 million. You could go around with some kind of outrageous, visually, visually outrageous prop. And instantly, even the people that were totally not tuned in and totally not woken up and totally just nowhere would suddenly, you know, it would be like that scene in The Wizard of Oz, you know, where Toto pulls the curtain open, you know?
I think it's a good idea. I mean, we could, another idea would be, let's get a bunch of foreclosure signs and go to the banker and politician homes. And that would be tough to do because it's about, you know, they own about 10, you know, 10 plus of these. And we'll just put the signs in their front yard. We'll have to hop the gate, you know, to put the sign and pound it in the front yard. But I say we put them in foreclosure, like the millions of Americans and people around the world. Put the White House in foreclosure. Just a big sign that says auction for sale.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That sort of stuff works. I mean, just outrageously silly stuff. Where,
see, that's what you do in order to get media coverage, don't you? Because the media only cover the zany and extreme and crazy or bloody. So you either have to make somebody laugh or make somebody look like a fool. And I thought that the idea would be to dress up as a clown and indeed run for government for the clown party. And at the political rallies and things like that, you say, everybody should vote for me because I'm way less corrupt than the rest of these clowns.
Yeah, you could have some boilerplate underneath the group charter or something like that, saying, you know, this group is actually not a group and it has no legal standing whatsoever. But, you know, that doesn't matter because you just go on and on and on with, you know, we're not doing any harm. We're not doing anything serious. We've disavowed all contact with, you know, guns or violence or bombs or anything like that. None of us speak Arabic and we don't know how to fly planes and blah, blah, blah. But we do dress up in clown suits and put giant 18-foot-high foreclosure notices on politicians' lawns.
I actually love the idea. I think it's pretty good. And it would get media attention. I mean, this is the outside-the-box thinking that we need right now.
Zany.
The process starts all over again. And thank you very much, Kevin, for your call, mate. You have yourself a Merry Christmas. And is there any Christmas messages you'd like to give us before we go to our next caller, Karen Tostado?
Oh, my gosh. You put me on the spot, Vinny. I'll think of something next time. How's that?
Just say Merry Christmas and hang up the phone.
All you guys have a very wonderful conspiracy theory Christmas, and I'll see you on the flip side.
Thanks, Kevin. We'll see you there, man.
What a legend.
Okay, man. Take care.
Thanks, mate. Merry Christmas to you, too. And Karen Quinn Tostado has finally arrived. Let me rephrase, the fabulous Karen Quinn Tostado. Welcome to the show. Are you there, Karen? Oh, no, she's not. Never mind. Well, only about a minute and a half left in the segment, so she's going to be holding on until after the break. And Chris will be taking over hosting duty for me because I have to get on some
shoes.
Grab my Karen. Oh, she is here. Hello, Karen. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Merry Christmas to you. It works better when I take the mute off the phone.
Usually a good idea.
Pardon?
I remember one time one of my guests dropped out, and he didn't know he'd dropped out, and he kept talking, and he really got on a roll, and he pontificated into a screen for 10, 15 minutes.
Now, sometimes it happens, and I'm sure you've had the experience, too, on Skype, where you do the Skype conversation and forget to unmute yourself. So, anyway, I'm here now. Thank you very much for having me, Vinny, and Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.
Yeah, and I wanted you to talk about sort of a United We Strike because, you know, it happens every month and pretty much all the time as well, but they're taking Christmas off, so I made sure that we normally have a show with me and Charlie McGrath and Mike Chambers interviewing somebody, getting introduced by Karen, so I endeavoured to get Charlie and Karen and Mike on my show at least because we can't do a UWS together and I just miss them too much.
Well, that's very nice to know, and I'll tell you, Vinny, the way that we're going next year is really going to be something.
Indeed, indeed. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm off, and I'll leave you in the comfortable hands of Christopher Green from Green Wave Radio and the fabulous Karen Quinn Tostado over the break. And I'm going to go down and film the Occupy protesters moving. We've just got breaking news that they will be heading down to Victoria Park, which is about, I don't know, just outside of the main Uber Central city where they currently are now. But it's still a massive park nonetheless. So the occupation continues, and so will another legal battle, and it's probably just gonna, there's a lot of parks all around around Auckland, and I think we could occupy one, you know, just move to another and another. It'll be great. We'll just occupy everywhere randomly, and that way people will be so ticked off that maybe there might be some freaking changes up in here. You listen to the Vinny Eastwood Show, and Chris and Karen will be right there.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Vinny Eastwood Show, live broadcasting worldwide. I'm filling in for Vinny Eastwood. He had to run. He's a busy man. He's covering footage live at the Auckland OWS Occupy Wall Street movement is being evicted as we speak. Hopefully we'll get some live footage on the ground, rebroadcasted and posted online. Please check me out as well. You can check us out at greenwavewithane.com. We've got a great program. We've been broadcasting live for over a year and a half. And this is just what the truth movement is all about. It's about enlightening the masses, waking people up to the tyranny. Of course, we all realize that the propaganda is at its height right now as we push through the holiday season, which really is a lull before the inevitable hangover that we will reach in 2012. I'm here with the lovely Karen Quinn Tostado, who I've heard on the radio before. But Karen, I don't think I've had the pleasure of interviewing you or speaking with you before. Why don't you introduce yourself to our audience and tell us a little bit about yourself? Let me see here, Karen.
My fault.
Are you there, Karen? I, you know, it's funny. I have trouble with the mute myself, and I've had several guests on before where they'll start talking and they'll get into a rant. And we can't even hear them.
Well, my mute's off. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, good.
So I think I first ran across you on Charlie McGrath's show. Now, are you with United We Strike? Is that who you represent?
Yes, that's it. And actually, I'm the founder of it. It started with a movement called Tax Holiday 2009.net, which came about in December of 2008. And me just trying to get things rolling and let people know that we outnumber them, and strikes and boycotts can be extremely effective. And the reason that strikes get violent is always because of government-sanctioned intervention. So we have been moving forward with a boycott the 15th of the month, Don't Buy, Don't Comply, and Ask Why, which stands for Don't Buy Anything from Multinational Corporations or anything that you have not researched for yourself. Do not comply by keeping your money in these institutions that deal in derivatives. And ask why. Why are we here? And then look in the mirror and ask yourself, what am I doing about it? And that movement gathered enough interest to where I formed some just absolutely wonderful friendships with international people in different parts of the world. And the site moved into taxfree15.com. And then with the unity that we formed from that, the movement also encompasses now UnitedWeStrike.com. Which has always been about education, preparation, and resistance to tyranny through massive, globally well-planned, coordinated strikes that will be unable to be ignored once we finally really get the numbers rolling.
So, Karen, you know, how did this start, and what got you involved? What provided you the motivation to, begin this effort and to start United We Strike?
Well, I began the tax-free, and then the United We Strike is a compilation from those of us who were attracted to that message. So United We Strike is encompasses like Detlef from wakenews.net. And I just started speaking out because I knew too much to be silent. And while I don't have all the answers, I know too much to turn back, and I know that on every front imaginable and some we cannot even fathom, we have been attacked, from geoengineering to the ongoing BP massacre to the genetic manipulation of our food, the toxins in our vaccines. And so the whole idea is to really understand that our numbers far outweigh the criminals in power. And we have been providing monthly marathons, the second Saturday of every month, with international guests, again, focusing on education, awareness, and preparation, and pointing people towards the 15th to boycott. And now this year we're excited because United We Strike has really gotten some roots now, and so we are inviting patriots, some of the most well-known to some of the most least known patriots, are going to be part of our monthly marathons now. And we're going to have updates from people who we need to hear who are ignored by mainstream media. Sure. And so some of the people who are involved, who are going to be part of this that we'll build on, we're going to have monthly updates from Sheriff Mack. We're going to have monthly updates from Michael Shaw on Agenda 21. We're going to have updates from Kinder Arneson and her team in the ongoing BP Gulf massacre. And we're going to hear from the children who are the real victims. She has a friend who is a 14-year-old girl who has written a book and has a lot to say, but will not appear on camera because she's so sick that her eyes are beginning to roll back in her head. These are the kinds of people that we ignore while we spend our billions on war. And we're also going to hear from the children in Japan. Lorraine Murray is going to update us on Nukushima. We're going to hear from the children of vets and veterans' families who have been affected by depleted uranium. Also, we're going to hear children's voices from vaccines, from Vaccine Liberation Army with Eileen Daneman and Ingrid Cassell. So every month now, what we're going to do is bring these voices to public awareness, and we are going to be streaming the broadcast on United We Strike. We're also going to incorporate some of the local people who are in their different areas and getting involved. So this is really going to be a voice for the people.
Yeah, well, what's amazing is we never hear these stories in the mainstream media. And, you know, we never hear the stories about, you know, the bombs that we're dropping off, you know, over in the Middle East and Northern Africa that are killing innocent civilians and, you know, killing children. And, you know, when they make a mistake and they accidentally drop a bomb on a school, it's no big deal. It's just, you know, an act of war. But, you know, you reverse that. Imagine if that was happening here, you know, happening here in the United States of America, there would be probably a revolt overnight. Yeah. Yet we implement this same kind of terror and tyranny overseas. It really is. It's saddening. It really is.
We are the terrorists, and we're all accomplices. We just don't like to admit it, but they use our money. So we do need to hear the children and the families, because every month, and we'll be able to either find out where action has taken place or where our apathy and ignorance has allowed their situations to deteriorate, and people are dying because we ignore this ongoing leak. And also in Japan, all the problems that we're having around the world, you know, when we start really hearing these children's voices and their stories and the fact that, you know, their parents are losing their homes and they're slowly dying, we need to understand that we don't pay attention to them enough. But what we do is listen to the people who are causing the problems. We honor the people who are causing the problems. We pay the people who are causing the problems. We have psychopaths that are running the world, and it's time to open up and understand that we've got to stop this because we allow it with our inaction.
So, Karen, this is a monthly unified strike. Is that how it works?
Well, that's hopefully that's what we were starting with. We wanted people the 15th of every month to start sending a message to the bottom line, you know, flash crash the Fed. So now what we're doing is in addition to the marathon, we are definitely encouraging the boycott on the 15th, and that is a multinational corporation. When you want to shop, we encourage people to shop mom and pop. What we're doing is pulling our money out of these big, huge corporate systems. And so along with a monthly education, we're going to have some of our guests and our hosts are going to have action plans that we can coordinate. You know, do you remember watching the movie Miracle on 34th Street?
Sure.
And how Santa Claus was on trial for being Santa Claus. Remember the ending scene where so much mail came in that it proved visibly that he was Santa Claus, remember?
Sure.
Okay, well, we've got the idea floating around of also, let's get some of the greatest legal and lawful minds around to come up with some kind of legislation or paperwork or petition so that we can also have a mass mailing that will be coordinated to possibly coincide with something like April 15th. So that instead of only getting the mail that they're anticipating, they're going to get an indictment or a profession of freedom. They're going to get something that means something. We're going to have so many people go and mail at the same time. It won't be able to be ignored. And that's when we need people who are on the street with their cell phone and cameras to be filming the amount of mail that is coming in. You know, these are peaceful ways that we can get together, that we can really show that our numbers are growing and we will not continue to be treated like this.
What do you think, Karen? I mean, what is the root of the problem? I mean, if you were to point out one thing, is it the corrupt leadership? Is it the central banks? Is it the Federal Reserve? You know, what is the source of all these problems and why? You know, why is
conquest
to hurt all these people?
It's legal and economic conquest. The year after we got our Constitution in this country and we were heavily in debt to King George, he sent over 100 of his legal advisors to help with our legal system, which took us from natural rights of natural law, of life, liberty, happiness, property, and freedom. And slowly but surely, they have turned everything into statute law. And because they have been at this for so long, this is a cabal, this is a bloodline, this is a concentrated, focused effort taking place over thousands of years for global government. They are in position now where they own the major shares in all the big companies, they own all the media, they own religions, and they own politics. So we need to understand that it's a paperwork chain tying our allegiance to it through the repetition of school, through the indoctrinations of religions, all of this. We need to free ourselves from these chains and understand that we're all created from that same divine essence which runs through us equally, and it's time to become adults, not children, but adults of whatever God we believe in.
Yeah, it really is pure evil. I mean, it's a criminal group of people, just as you said. You hit the nail on the head, no pun intended, but this has been orchestrated, planned, and engineered over thousands of years. This has been the goal. It's been the intention to steal from the people of the world. It's been the intention to enslave people with debt. It's just been part of the program. It's exactly why they blew the largest bubble in the history of man and then popped it in 2008. Now we're living through the aftermath. It's the equivalent of that nuclear bomb going off. And of course, there's always the initial fatalities. But what's even worse and what's even more malevolent is the radiation that is now seeping into the bones of the people that are having to deal with the after effects. And it's very much the equivalent of a disease. You know, a stage 4 cancer. Karen, what is your idea? You know, we're approaching this big year that is top of mind in all the minds of people around the globe. 2012, what do you perceive being our greatest challenge going forward?
Unity. Unity has always been our greatest challenge. We infight with each other. You know, we're wrapped up very much in protecting what we think that is ours, and we have been so divided and raised throughout these centuries in poverty consciousness. There is enough to go around. It is simply mismanaged. We are not overpopulated. We're undereducated, and we are pitted against each other because divide and conquer is the way that they rule. I think that in 2012, and this is why I am excited about where we are headed, so that we can monthly encourage people to unite with us. You know, turn off mainstream TV, turn on your mind, tune in and listen to real people who are just like you and me. You know, none of us start out with any experience raising our voices, but our silence is compliance. And for the sake of our children and our future, we must understand that every single solitary day that goes by, we ignore the depleted uranium, we ignore the continuing oil leaking in the Gulf, we ignore Fukushima. We are allowing self-professed murderers to run the country. We are overlooking and diminishing, a lot of us, this Occupy movement, which is a tragedy because, in my opinion, finally, the American people have shown that they are willing to get off the couch. Now, they need direction, and this is where we want to tap that spirit, that Occupy spirit, because we need to take back our power and at the same time to not allow ourselves to be beaten up. There's absolutely no reason to be on the front lines with that. Now, imagine how much more powerful it will be when, okay, instead of being out on the streets, you're home, you're around the computer, you're taking part in this, you're listening, you're learning, and we're planning action so that in January we introduce you to the people who will be involved, you know, and start to give direction, and some of them with the mailings, with the different ways that we'll move forward to expand to where this is true people power.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we have a strength, or we have strength in numbers, and that's what people need to realize. And as you said yourself, it's been an amazing thing to see the American people finally get off their butts and do something and take action and organize. And I would agree with you, there does need to be some, you know, maybe better organization. You know, there has been a little bit of a lack of leadership. But really, I've perceived this is just the first wave in a series of waves in an ultimate tsunami that's about to hit the globe. Because more and more people, at least in my experience, are waking up and, you know, quite literally throwing their mainstream televisions out the window. They're turning increasingly to alternative outlets like the ones that you're listening to. They're listening to new ideas. They're participating in things like United We Strike. You know, when people realize that it's themselves that are contributing, to, as you said, to the murder and to the deaths through their inaction. And it's contributing to the poverty and to, you know, foreclosures and all these problems, you know, by not acting, by not taking a stand against these people. So are you seeing your numbers grow? Are you seeing this as an opportunity?
Yes, very much so. And interest, all the people who will be involved, which are, again, names and not names, we're going to have Deborah Whitman from Environmental Voices. I hear the music.
Okay. Well, okay, well, we'll get back to that. This is the Vinny Eastwood Show. I'm Christopher Green filling in for Vinny. We'll be back in just a few. I'm here with lovely Karen Quintestato of UnitedWeStrike.com. I'll also be bringing on Charlie McGrath of WideAwakeNews.com in just a few. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers manufacturers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Well, obviously, I'm filling in for Vinny. He's at the Auckland OWS protest at the moment, at this very moment, hoping to get some footage and coverage of the eviction notice that they're getting. We talk about this all the time. We talk about how your freedom is conditional. They say you got it during peacetime, but the minute the crap hits the fan or it becomes an inconvenience, they take it away from you. You try to organize in the streets. You try to organize on Wall Street. You try to organize on the streets of L.A. Well, they're going to come after you with batons and pepper spray, beat you over the head and clear the streets. That's the freedom you have here in the United States. And we're seeing this around the world as well. It's conditional. It's a lie. This is what's being exposed. I think that this is what really the greatest success of the OWS movement is just showing that to the world. It's another reminder, showing the dictator act like a dictator, which is exactly what we got. It's the reality of the game. I'm here with lovely Karen Quinn Tostado of UnitedWeStrike.com. I'm also with good friend, fellow radio personality Charlie McGrath of WideAwakeNews.com. Charlie, welcome to the show, my friend.
How you doing? Thanks. Nice talking to you again. Say that because I was on with you about a half hour ago, but I'm glad we could help Vinny out so you can go down and cover the eviction notice.
Yeah, well, me too. Well, that's, you know, it's tough covering all the news, and it's tough following what's going on minute by minute. I mean, this is all we do on a daily basis, and it's tough to keep pace with all this tyranny Of course, I realize things have died down a little bit through the holidays, but we always say, keep on your tippy toes. This is when the draconian legislation gets slammed down our throats. This is when they pass bills like the NDAA. This is when we get bills like SOPA. Charlie, are you still there with us, or do we lose you by chance?
No, I'm here. I'm trying to hook up through Skype so the audio quality is a little bit better. So I might have to hang up on you and call you back through Skype instead of my cell phone direct line. So if you lose me, that's what I'm doing, is trying to get a better connection for you.
Okay. Karen, you're still with us. Tell me, what are your thoughts? The Obamas are readying for their most expensive vacation ever in presidential history, totaling over $4 million so that they can fly out via their private jet to Hawaii. Is this tactful in this kind of environment, in your opinion?
It's in your face. What are you going to do about it? You have to really tighten your belt for the lie of global warming and get ready for those taxes. But my family and I, on your behalf, are spending a $4 million vacation. It's outrageous and it's unacceptable. And again, these are criminals right in our face. Unity is what we need. We pay their salaries. We pay that criminal's salaries. You know, Barry Sotoro, BS, that's all we're getting. He's a puppet for the New World Order, and it's time to start really focusing on ourselves and empower ourselves while disempowering the dominant inbred psychopaths who are running the world. The dips have got to go.
Yeah, we talk, and it's just blatant, and like you said, it's in your face. And you know, I always stress too, there's nothing wrong with being successful. There's nothing wrong with having money or fulfilling what we've known or what we once had that I would argue is dead now, the American dream. There's nothing wrong with that, but there is something wrong with how you got the money, where it came from. And like you said, Carol, when you're stealing directly from the people in order to enrich yourself like a king or a queen or a member of the aristocracy, there's a problem with that. And it's exactly why the people are getting angry. It's exactly why we have that violent mentality. Looks like we're getting some feedback there. From
Sorry about that. Friends. That was me. That was me, but I think I'm up and running now.
Charlie.
Hello, Karen.
Hi.
How are
I would have
you?
Been on Skype, but I got a virus. I would have been on Skype, but I got a virus that I had just beaten the other day, and I had to take my laptop in. So I guess the universe is telling me I get an extra couple days off, and after this interview, I'm going to have to go down and buy another computer for Merry Christmas. But at least the word's out and the direction is out, and hopefully this the United We Strike 2012 peace train will be a big success and make us much more effective next year.
Now, Charlie, we keep hearing all this supposed propaganda, all this good news. You know, the jobs numbers came out better than we expected. But then we look at indicators. I'm reading this report talking about mortgage rates hitting another record low.
Yeah.
3.91% on the 30-year. I mean, what does this even mean? Do the fundamentals matter at all? Are the indicators such as the Dow Jones Industrial Average, does any of this matter, or is this just a fabrication? What is this? How do you digest this as the regular job?
I think it matters. Sure, the Dow Jones is an absolute key indicator for the people whose wealth is tied up, the people who own the wealth in these markets. Unfortunately, we know. I mean, it isn't a guess. It's a fact that 90% of the wealth that is in the Dow Jones is owned by 10% of the people of this country. So, to Main Street, Dow 12,000, S&P 2,000, so what? It doesn't mean anything. I mean, the number one investment that the average Main Street family has is their home. Their home has fallen further than it did in the as severe as this depression, the one we had in 29 through 30s. Our housing prices have fallen farther in this depression than it has in that one. Our job situation is absolutely every bit as worse as bad as it was during the Great Depression, and promising to get worse. Yet the propagandists are convincing everybody to go out and spend, run up your credit card if you have any left, get out there and buy this Chinese-made junk because it's Christmas time. And, the hangover is coming. The hangover is coming to Main Street. You know, we've heard for the last 3.5 years. Give us a little bit more of your financial freedom. Give us a little bit more of the ability to dismantle the Constitution. Give us the ability to give the Federal Reserve even more power than they already had, and we will fix this problem. And by the way, we're going to give you cash for calkers, cash for clunkers, $8,000 tax credits. We're going to give you extended unemployment benefits. We're going to go ahead and let people stay in their house for a year or two before we foreclose on them. But the hangover is coming, and the American people are going to feel it. They're going to be asked to pay for the failure of this fraudulent failure from these too big to fail. It is about to hit this country, and I don't think that the majority of the people have any notion on what is coming our way. You know, we've been led down this primrose path that we can print money in perpetuity to fix our problem, and we can keep accumulating debt and accumulating debt. While we're doing that, the too big to fail are doing the exact opposite. They're unloading their fraudulent failure onto the people. The politicians are saying deficits don't matter. We'll keep loading us up with debt. The time to pay for all this is coming very, very soon. And I think, as we spoke earlier, 2012 is it. And we're going to see a pushback. And it's not going to be what we've seen so far. I think what we've seen so far is a warm-up. More people are becoming frustrated and becoming more disenfranchised. The next level is going to be breached, and unfortunately, it's going to get ugly.
Yeah, and we've talked about that, and unfortunately, and of course, none of us promote this, none of us want to see this, and in a place, in a country, in a world that we love, but the natural progression is violence. It's going to be an eruption. It's that, you know, boiling pot of water beginning to overflow. The masses are coming for these people's heads now, because it's going to be a gross awakening, because there's not going to be another quantitative easing pill to swallow that's going to work on this, you know, sovereign debt implosion that we're dealing with. I guess it begs the question, Charlie, I mean, what is next? How do they deal with this? Is Helicopter Ben, I mean, could he possibly come to the rescue for, what is it, the fourth, fifth time now in 2012?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't even think we'll know about it anyway. I mean, it isn't like they even have to ask for permission to do this kind of thing. The talk is, right, the EFSF fund out of Europe has failed. The European Stabilization Mechanism is on the brink of failing. The talk now is, you know, the bailout's going to come through the IMF. The Federal Reserve, of course, is completely and totally out of control, throwing money, American people's money, at least the money they're going to be held responsible for, at these global institutions in order to shore up the banks in those countries that took on this debt in the first place. We're being asked to go out on a limb vis-a-vis the IMF to bail out these firms that should just fail and be done away with, and let the chips fall where they may, let the people who own this debt take the loss that they deserve to take for taking on the debt in the first place. But that isn't going to happen. We're going to have a multitude of alphabet soup, these different IMF, the EFSF, the EMS, and you name it. I mean, all these things are going to be thrown in the mainstream media coming into 2012 as being the solution. It all spells one thing. They need to spread this debt out around the world. They can't let these banks that own the central bank, the private banks that own the central banks of the world, they can't let them fail because they're holding sovereign debt. So they're going to spread it out. They're going to try to come up with, you know, these different funds and European bonds and global bonds and IMF bonds. And it's not going to end until we have an absolute and utter meltdown of biblical proportions. And either that, or we have people in the streets demanding satisfaction and demanding justice. And I don't know where it is. I don't know what's next. I do know this, Christopher. The people of Europe, the 500 million people in Europe, in the European zone, the 17 nations that use the euro as their currency inside the EU, they absolutely have more freedom and have more representation than we do here in this country. And I would argue that with anybody. You know, we talk about the exceptionalism of America, the freedom of America. It's a lie. It's an absolute lie. The stumbling block for the new world order is 100% Europe right now. The 17 nations that still have representation, the 17 nations that can hold up Brussels' plan to get a European central bank with complete and total power and to do away with the 17 nations' parliaments, their constitutions, and their representation. This is a stumbling block for Europe. So I believe 2012 will see the dismantling of this. We saw it begin in 2011 with Greece losing its leader as well as Italy. I think they're going to unleash some kind of economic crisis, let it happen early in 2012. So the people of Europe beg for the solution, which is this, you know, banker takeover, this European Central Bank promise of a happy future if we just let them submerge them in debt a little bit further.
Sure. The hijacking of the people of the world and, you know, this economic tyranny, the global debt crisis that we're speaking of will ultimately lead to war. That's the natural progression. And, you know, as we talked, that's why they're laying the foundation of the police state as we speak. I know, Karen, one of your big motivators with United We Strike, one of the fundamental goals is to get the masses to turn off, get out of these big banks, get out of the too big to fails, get out of these institutions teetering on the verge of collapse for the second time in less than 3 years, like we see with Bank of America. How successful has that been? Are you seeing more action from the people in this regard?
Well, I do think that people are waking up and beginning to take their money out of the banks. They weren't able to do that with the Occupy movement, which also should have been just such a huge, huge affront to Americans who had to sit back after saying, no, we don't want the TARP. We don't want the Leave No Banker Behind bailout bonus stimulus package. And then giving these damn banks the money. Then they tell you that you can't be a protester and take your money out at the same time either. Well, it's our money that's in those banks, and it's our money that's funding this whole operation. So the real biggest stop between the New World Order is us individually, each one of us. And then collectively, we have power, and that's why we're excited, because we can learn now monthly. You know, let's listen to Michael Shaw talk about Agenda 21. Right here in Oregon, they want to blow up four dams. They want to blow up the Klamath. They are moving in. While we are focusing on the national level, they're sneaking in the back door right in our own neighborhoods, and this is where we can stop them, at the local city councils, at the local meetings, making sure that our sheriffs are on board. These are the elections that we need to participate in right here locally, and then we need to downsize the huge bloated cancer that our government has become.
Yeah, they've been selling the idea to us for decades, for years, pretty much as long as I can remember, since the day I was born, that the wars we're fighting are always overseas. You know, we got to go into Iraq. We got to go into Afghanistan. We got to bomb the crap out of Libya. We got to do this and that. But the real war is here on our streets at home. It's here in the United States of America. It's in our town. It's at our schools. It's in our cities. It fires me up, and it also scares the hell out of me. It keeps me up at night. Karen, I'm going to go to you first. I'm going to go to Charlie. Karen, if there was one thing, let's say I'm tuning into this channel, I'm tuning into this radio program for the first time. I've never heard of Karen Tostado. I've never heard of Charlie McGrath. What would be the one thing I could do if I woke up today, the light bulb goes off, I have that epiphany? What can I do today or tomorrow that would have the biggest impact and make the biggest difference, cutting off the funding to this criminal machine?
Well, cashing in assets you have that tell you that you actually are owning something, even if they come with a bit of a price, you know, a percentage, for cashing in early. We, fortunately, my husband was paying much more attention, and years ago we went in and took out our savings, our future savings, which at the time, you know, we wouldn't be able to take that out today, but Ed, withdraw support from these big corporations.
Hold that thought. I want you to finish that thought when we come back from the break. Then, Charlie, we're going to go to you. I want to start talking action. What is it that we need to do? The people of the world need to stand up and take action now. It's exactly what they're doing. So let's put it to work. Let's do it. Let's jump all in. Let's go for it. We'll be back in just a few. This is the Vinny Eastwood Show. Christopher Green, Phil Lynn for Vinny. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central, only on American Freedom Radio.
Black sunrise, shadow coming over the sky. Black sunrise, always gonna be a surprise, 'cause we don't know.
I'm Christopher.
The way it's going to go.
I'm filling in for Benny.
'Cause we can't see.
Got some great tunes in the background. As you can tell,
tonight.
I'm here with Karen Quintestado of UnitedWeStrike.com. I'm also with
popular media personality Charlie McGrath of WideAwakeNews.com. Again, you can check us out at GreenWave.com. Karen, you were finishing a thought. We were talking about an action plan. You know, Americans, the people of the world, getting off their butts, doing something that can turn off this, you know, this machine that is killing and ruining millions of people's lives around the world. Finish that thought for us.
Well, we're being IMF'd, EMF'd, and MF'd globally, and we need to take our money out of their institutions that are doing this. We might have to pay a penalty, but anything that is not in your hand is not really yours, especially where the government is concerned. And once you take your money out of the big boys, then prepare yourself. Make sure you've got food and water and generators. Look for the future and prepare to survive the worst, hope for the best, and go local. And join us every month so you can learn some of the steps that we'll be taking and teaching.
Yeah, well, that's great advice. Charlie, we were talking over the break, you know, your neck of the woods. Yeah, I know you've been in the real estate game for a long time. You know, the market's just gotten crushed across the country. I mean, Arizona has been one of the hardest hit. I mean, it's literally real estate Armageddon. Here in Arizona. Zero price stability. Property values are still falling. You know, the latest numbers coming out of these independent data mining companies are, you know, 6+ million homes in the shadow inventory about to glut the market. How does this get any better? I just view this as a lost decade or maybe longer. Are you seeing any stability in your neck of the woods, in your hometown?
No, none. And you know what? I live in the Rocky Mountains. We're still a destination. There's still a lot of Wall Street money that comes out here. I'm about 20 minutes away from the Yellowstone Club, which is a private retreat for a lot of U.S. senators and big corporate elites, and where, you know, the covenant is you will not have a property in the Yellowstone Club that's worth less than $3 million. Those guys are doing fine. Those guys are doing well. There's still construction going up there. There's still improvements being made. They're still adding on to their private ski resort. So, you know, the uber elite class, you know, the poor peasants who live close to these meccas of wealth and entertainment, they'll be able to survive because they'll be able to get the scraps, the drippings from these too big to fails doing God's work. But for the housing market, the average, the Main Street, the person who relies on their home to go up in value because Ben Bernanke told them it was going to, and they never fall nation coast to coast, never have in the whole history of this country. So they sunk every penny they could into it. No, they're screwed. They're completely screwed. Our economy has been screwed over and destroyed by a bunch of same elite who now can retire with these massive golden parachutes and never have to answer for their crime. And Main Street is just left with, you know, an upside down mortgage. Maybe, you know, and if I sound bitter, it's because I am. I mean, yeah. I own a home 100 miles away from where I live right now. I had to move for work. Of course, I couldn't sell my home. And it's about $50,000 upside down. Now, I'm fortunate enough that I have somebody in there renting it that's helping out, and the payments are still being made on the thing. But I moved 100 miles away, and I'm living in something that's 15 years newer for an extra 1,000 square feet over the home that I own. And I'm paying half of as much in rent as I do for the mortgage payment in my house that's upside down. And the reason is because the guy who owns this one is so far upside down that the rental market is saturated here. And so he has to take what he can get in order to try to keep this mortgage payment going. This is Main Street. We're dying. I mean, we have people doing everything they can just to maintain their mortgage payment, maintain their food bill, maintain their heat bill. And we're being told that, you know, things are turning around. Give us a little bit more time, a little bit more of your financial freedom. We'll get this worked out. And their answers are always the same, more and more debt. So is the housing industry coming back? No, absolutely not. Not unless, you know, we end up with a massive natural disaster. That's what floated this region of the country over last year, was these massive hailstorms we had over the last couple of years. And, you know, millions upon millions of dollars of insurance money came here. But as far as holes being dug in the ground and new homes going in, or existing properties being sold. It's the reports coming out that that show these little marginal increases month over month are completely and totally meaningless. Not only are they meaningless, but now we find out over the last half a decade they were completely wrong by the tune of up to 20%. You know, so whatever the propaganda is, it is exactly that propaganda.
Yeah, I love those numbers that came out too. The margin of error, just to reiterate for people listening, 10 to 20% coming out of the NAR, the National Association of Realtors. So, that, I mean, that's exactly why, Charlie, you can't read any of these reports at face value. I mean, they come out with a better than expected jobs report today. We learned next week it was totally fabricated. It was a lie.
Well, we're being told. Here's the situation. You have a government that's doing everything possible to keep the people dumbed down. They don't want the people who still get up and go to work in the morning to revolt. They don't want the people who are not participating in the political system, not participating by even going out with like the Occupy or the Tea Party movement and protesting and voicing and pushing back. They don't want them to get upset. So they'll keep saying, the first time unemployment rate's a little bit better. Hey, look, we went from 9.1% to 8.6%. They don't want them digging into the truth and finding out that they just sliced off 300,000 people from the participation rate and that the unemployment rate, the truly effective unemployment rate, is depressionary levels. It's north of 20%. So unfortunately – go ahead, Karen. I'm sorry.
You were talking margin of error, and it reminded me that there is online, if you look, Greenspan admitting that he screwed up and made mistakes like 30% of the time. These are the kinds of people who not only do we allow to create the mess, but then we give them jobs to clean it up, and we honor and obey them at our own peril. And that's why it's so important to hear the voices of children.
Yeah, well, it's been nice to see people like Ben Bernanke, and obviously Alan Greenspan's in this ballpark as well, but Ben Bernanke's being vilified, especially in the political arena, from the likes of Newt Gingrich and pretty much everybody, Republican or the existing president right now. But these guys that continue, they're continuing the party, they're continuing the program. I mean, Bernanke came out this year; he's admitted that the Fed has created bubbles that they're going to have to pop. I mean, they're actually telling us this out in the open.
That's a terrifying point. That's a terrifying point you make, because it is true. They have no problem saying, we do this. So what? What are you gonna? The point is now that they've achieved all the power. They've done the power grab. They have it. They've achieved their goals. They are too big to fail. They are the economy. They are a complete command economy controlled by the central banking system of the world. They own our politicians. They own what gets written in Washington D.C. So they don't care if we know the truth now. They don't care if we know the truth that the American people are going to be asked to pay for this failure. And if you don't, tough. We got laws now that will handle you. We got NDAA passed, so we'll handle you. You want to speak out? You want to complain? You want to throw a fit? You want to do a video? You want to protest? Do it. We'll throw you in prison, and we won't even have to have a reason why. We'll say you're trying to we won't charge you with anything. We'll say you're being seditious, and you're gone. we'll throw a bag over you and you're gone.
Yeah, well, it's like the witch hunts. Let's tie these guys up. Except we should do it. Let's turn it on the bankers. Tie them up. We'll do that litmus test where we'll tie rocks to them and we'll see if they're a witch. And if they float, they're a witch.
If they float,
I mean, this is what it is nowadays.
Yeah. Well, it is terrifying. At least when they were hiding it, when they were hiding the corruption and trying to dance around and hiring PR firms to go out there and make their image look better, at least you knew, you saw somebody who was worried they were going to get caught. They were going to get caught screwing over the people of the world. Now they write, in Europe, they're writing this emergency or European stabilization mechanism. They're writing the legislation there that says they cannot be tried. Their money cannot be touched. You can't know what they did. I mean, it is a complete and total banker takeover, and they don't care if you know it.
It's economic legal conquest. They'll make up a new rule anytime they feel like it, which, again, is why we have to get completely outside of thinking that we have to obey their rules and their regs and get back to common sense, do no harm, and let's clean up our own areas and stop supporting these guys. Let's make them obsolete.
Yeah, and that's the problem. That's what the Warren Buffett types of the world, I don't think, get. And they're going to get really soon, and they're starting to see hints of this. There are no rules anymore. You know, the regular guy on the street, that John and Jane that had been following the rules in years past has gotten directly screwed over by these policies. They've just ripped into full-blown anarchy now, which is what we got. We don't got rules. We got anarchy. We got a lot of pissed off, angry people around the world. And we get inundated, Charlie, you know, you've covered this extensively. You know, it's crisis after crisis, you know, followed by hopetimism.
Yeah, and that, you know, so right now we're in this little last gasp of hopetimism for 2011. 2012 promises to be the real deal. I think it's, the stage is set. 2012 is going to be a rock and roll year.
Yeah, well, it's a last gasp. We've got a lot in store for us. A lot of challenges, I'll tell you. It's going to be a tough road ahead. Because this austerity's coming, war's coming, you know, the economic crisis is going to continue to accelerate. Great show today, guys. Karen, it's great meeting you for the first time. Thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you, Chris, and likewise.
Yeah, talk to you soon. Charlie, I'll see you on your show here 7 o'clock from 7 yep. to 8. Great having you on the program as well, my friend.
All right, I'll talk to you in a bit.
All right, guys. We'll be in touch soon. I'm Christopher Green, hard-hitting and in your face as usual. Talk to you later.